بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتحمل أثقالكم إلى بلد لم تكونوا بالغيه إلا بشق الأنفس، إن ربكم لرؤوف رحيم.
Verse number 7. These livestock that we created for you carry your heavy goods when you travel to places that you would only be able to reach after bearing great hardship on yourselves. Your Lord, O people, is kind and merciful to you, as He has subjugated these livestock to you.
والخيل والبغال والحمير لتركبوها وزينة ويخلق ما لا تعلمون.
Verse number 8. He created horses, mules, and donkeys for you to ride and carry your goods on, and for them to be an adornment for you that you can beautify yourselves with amongst people. He will create in the future means of transport and other things that you do not know about.
وعلى الله قصد السبيل ومنها جائر ولو شاء لهداكم أجمعين.
Verse number 9. Allah has made it a duty upon Himself to show the path that leads to His pleasure, which is Islam. Some paths are that of Satan that deviate away from the truth. Any path other than the path of Islam is deviated. Had Allah willed to guide you all to faith, He would have guided you all together.
هو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء لكم منه شراب ومنه شجر فيه تسيمون.
Verse number 10. He, may He be glorified, is the one who sent down for you waters from the clouds. From this water, you have a drink that you and your livestock can drink of. From it, you get vegetation on which you can graze your animals.
ينبت لكم به الزرع والزيتون والنخيل والأعناب ومن كل الثمرات إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون.
Verse number 11. With that water, Allah grows for you the crops that you eat. He also grows for you olives, date palms, and grapes, as well as other types of fruit. In that water, and the things that it gives rise to, there is a sign of Allah's power for people who ponder over His creation and use it as evidence of Allah's greatness.
وسخر لكم الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون.
Verse number 12. Allah subjugated the night for you so that you can find peace and rest in it, and the day so that you can earn your livelihood in it. He put the sun at your service, and made it bright, and the moon, which He made a light. The stars are subjugated for you by His decree, which you use for navigation in the darkness of the sea and land, and by which you come to know time, etc. In the subjugation of all of these things, there are clear signs of Allah's power for people who apply their minds, for they are the ones who will grasp the wisdom in them.
وَمَا ذَرَأَ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُخْتَلِفًا أَلْوَانُهُ إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يذكرون.
Verse number 13. He, may he be glorified, also subjugated for you the things on earth that he created, having diverse colors such as minerals, animals, plants and crops. In what he has created and subjugated for you, there is a clear sign of Allah's power for people to pay heed and realize that Allah is a powerful benefactor.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرَ لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا وَتَسْتَخْرِجُوا مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا وترى الفلك مواخر فيه ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون.
Verse number 14. He, may he be glorified, is the one who subjugated the sea for you and enabled you to travel on it and to extract what is in it, so that you can eat the fresh and soft meat of the fish that you catch, and that you can extract from it jewelry that you and your wives can wear, such as pearls and coral. You see the ships splitting the waves of the ocean, and you travel on these ships in search of Allah's bounty in the form of profit you gain from trade. All of this is for you to be grateful to Allah for the favors He has given you and to worship Him alone. Beneficial points. 1. Allah's statement, He creates what you do not know, includes all modern means of transportation and travel. 2. Allah created the stars as means of beauty for the sky, for guidance in the darkness of the land and sea, and to know the time and seasons. 3. Praise and gratitude for Allah, who has blessed us with things that improve our lives and standard of living. 4. The sending down of water and causing plants to grow is a sign of Allah's power, existence, and oneness for people who ponder and reflect. 5. Allah has favored us by subjugating the sea so that its meat, fish, is eaten, its pearls and corals are extracted, and it is traveled on for purposes of trade and defending the lands from the harm and aggression of an enemy.
وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَن تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ وَأَنْهَارًا وَسُبُلًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ.
Verse number 15. He spread out mountains on earth to keep it firm, so that it does not shake and cause you to become unsettled. He caused rivers to flow, so that you can drink from them and give water to your livestock and crops. He split in it pathways for you to tread and reach your destinations without losing your way. Verse number 16. He made for you on earth clear landmarks that you could be guided by when traveling during the day. He also made for you stars in the sky that you could use as a guide at night.
أَفَمَن يَخْلُقُ كَمَن لَا يَخْلُقُ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ.
Verse number 17. Is the one who create all these things like the one who does not create anything? Do you not think about the greatness of Allah who created everything and worship Him alone without ascribing as partners to Him? What has not created anything?
وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Verse number 18. If you, O people, tried to count and list Allah's many blessings that He has favored you with, you will not be able to do so because they are so numerous and diverse. Allah is forgiving. As He did not take you to task for being neglectful of showing thanks to Him, and merciful, as He did not stop these blessings from you, on account of your sins and failure to thank Him.
وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُسِرُّونَ وَمَا تُعْلِنُونَ.
Verse number 19. Allah knows the actions that you, O servants, conceal, and those that you reveal. None of those actions are hidden from Him, and He will recompense you for them.
وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ.
Verse number 20. Those whom the idolaters worship besides Allah do not create anything, no matter how little. Those who worship them besides Allah are the ones who make them. How do they worship besides Allah those idols which they make with their own hands?
أَمْوَاتٌ غَيْرُ أَحْيَاءٍ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ.
Verse number 21. Despite the fact that the idol worshippers made their Allahs with their own hands, they are also lifeless things that have no life nor knowledge. They do not know when they will be resurrected with their worshippers on the Day of Judgment, to be thrown together with them into the fire of hell.
إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مُنْكِرَةٌ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ.
Verse number 22. The only being that truly deserves to be worshipped is only one being who has no partner, and that is Allah. Those who deny the resurrection and their recompense, their hearts are arrogant, and they do not fear their reckoning. They therefore do not believe that there will be any reckoning or retribution. They are arrogant and refuse to accept the truth.
لا جرم أن الله يعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون إنه لا يحب المستكبرين.
Verse number 23. Truly, Allah knows the actions that these people conceal, and He knows the actions they reveal. Nothing is hidden from Him, and He will recompense them for that. He, may He be glorified, does not love those who are too proud to worship and submit to Him. Instead, He detests such people intensely.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا أساطير الأولين.
Verse number 24. When these people who deny the oneness of the Creator and who reject the resurrection are asked, "What did Allah reveal to Muhammad, peace be upon him?" They say, "He did not reveal anything to him. It is only that He Himself has brought stories and fables of the earlier ones."
ليحملوا أوزارهم كاملة يوم القيامة ومن أوزار الذين يضلونهم بغير علم ألا ساء ما يزرون.
Verse number 25. So that their outcome will be that they will bear their sins without any reduction, and they will also bear some of the sins of those they misled from Islam on account of ignorance and blind imitation. How terrible will that be which they will carry from their own sins and the sins of their followers?
قد مكر الذين من قبلهم فأتى الله بنيانهم من من القواعد فخر عليهم السقف من فوقهم وأتاهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون.
Verse number 26. The disbelievers before these people devised plots against their messengers. Allah then destroyed their buildings from the foundations, and as a result their roofs fell on them from above. The punishment came to them from where they did not expect, as they had expected their buildings to protect them, but they were destroyed by them. Beneficial points. 1. There is an indication in the verses to the utilization of the means to something, for Allah was able to make the earth stable without the mountains. 2. The verses contain a significant amount of the various types of Allah's favors to His servants, in brief and in detail. By this Allah calls the servants to be thankful to Him and to remember Him and pray to Him. 3. The nature of man is to do wrong and to dare to commit sins and be neglectful of the rights of his Lord, being ungrateful for Allah's favors. Only those whom Allah has guided show thanks and acknowledge His favors. 4. It was out of compassion that Ibrahim, peace be upon him, prayed for the forgiveness and mercy of Allah for the sinners. 5. Allah causes the plot of His enemies to fail, and their plot became a burden for them, since it was their own scheming that caused their destruction. 6. A clarification of the state of the misguided and those who caused their misguidance, and that the latter are worse in position on the Day of Judgment. 7. Allah grasps sinners at the time of death in a severe manner, because of the sudden and terrible nature of His seizure, unlike something that occurs gradually and gently, which has less effect.